Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning into Music Drama TV Radio. Today we have something special for you. We have the originator of the Sausage Song. He speaks out to Little Mama, and he just wants to get his story out, and he just wants his credit for what he did. So stay tuned and hear what he has to say. It's a very, very interesting topic right here. Log on to Music Drama TV Net, Music Drama TV.
How you doing, everybody? First off, my name is Matthew Bellamy. Instagram name, B_Matt_75, and I am the creator of the Sausage Movement, the original creator. First one, and the one who invented it. I'm going to tell you how I started off first. Me and my homie, Tronny Williams, we invented this together. It started like 11th, 10th grade, in basketball practice, just having fun, playing around. Just, we never like, the everybody say sausage thing, I did that in class. But it was always grits with the cheese, with the egg, with the sausage, and then, you feel me, we just kept it going from then. You feel me? But then, like, that's how it came about. Me and Tronny made it, you feel me? So then, class, I'm going to tell you how the video came about. We was in class, right? And our teacher, Ms. Natta, she got fired. Our teacher, Ms. Natta, got fired. And we had a sub. And the sub, you know, he was in and out the classroom back and forth, right? So, you feel me? Oh, and yeah, I'm in the bathroom right now, you feel me? So I want everybody to see my face just so you know who I am, you feel me? I had a hood on in the video. And you couldn't see my face. It looked like I had a low boy. Like, I got a lot of hair on my head. And yeah, but we was in class. And everybody was skipping in the class. And they said, Matt, do the sausage thing. You feel me? Do the sausage shit. So, you feel me? I get everybody attention. None of this was rehearsed. I just did it off the brain. Like, I'm a rapper. I'm not an entertainer. It's just, I like to laugh. I like to see everybody laugh. You feel me? So it's just what makes you blow. That's what you got to go with. So this is what I got to go with. You know, I'm a rapper though. So I'm in class. They say, Mac, do the sausage shit. So I say, okay. I'm in my head thinking like, I got to make it live. I ain't know we was recording. You feel me? Until I seen the phone. In the side of my eye, I started. I say, everybody got to get quiet, you feel me? To get everybody attention. And then I noticed how quiet I got it. I just turned up. I said, out of nowhere, not knowing and not having rehearsed, everybody say something, get it going. And then I just, you feel me, I kept it going. That's what I did, you feel me? So, like a week, 2 weeks later, about two, three weeks later, this shit just, I was playing and it just sprouted, like, it just bloomed everywhere. Just off of a couple shares from Miami people, my hometown, Miami. I attend Miami Northwestern. Miami blew this up for me. They did that. And it just went everywhere. And then the army did it. And then some guy in class in the cafeteria did it. And that's when they switched my lyrics and said, eggs, bacon, grits, you feel me? I mean, I was kind of upset with it, you feel me? Because, you feel me, I wanted everybody to say what I was saying to you. Because I'm the one who started it. You feel me? So, with the Little Mama situation, okay, every time somebody makes a video about sausage, I get tagged on Instagram, and they let me know, oh, this person made a video, it's hot, you feel me? And I say, thanks for supporting the movement. Thanks for supporting the sausage movement. Okay. I done seen a couple famous people, you feel me? I don't remember everybody I know. I saw Black China, she was eating on the hot sausage, and she said, everybody say sausage, keep it going. A couple Vine famous people seen me. and they like reshared it. The guy Young Quan, the one in Georgia, he in Future video fuck up some comments, him and his homeboys, him and his dog. Shout out to them, by the way. They had shared it, and he did a video like doing the Harlem Shake to him and shit. Everybody say Sasha, and he was mutting the Harlem Shake shit, and everybody copied his shit. And they did the same thing, but they tagged me in it, and I seen she, on her page, it said Sasha song. Like, she had a song. And I was like, wow, she really like, I'm really getting looked at, because I noticed if she got a song, you feel me, that means these people are actually looking, like, they out there really got their eyes on you looking. They probably might not say nothing, but they looking. Like, when you comment under their stuff, they see you. They looking. So, I write. That ain't what I did at first. I seen everybody commenting. They tagged me, oh, this is my friend's on. Oh, he gonna sue your ass and stuff like that. And that's what everybody was saying, you feel me? But my first intentions wasn't to sue her. Like, it was not anything about suing or nothing like that. I seen it's a famous person, so I want to get to know the person, you feel me? I say, excuse me, miss. My name is Matthew Bellamy, and I want you to DM me. So I told her who I was. I said, I'm Big Mac. I'm the creator of the Sausage Movement. DM me. So we could hook up, we could link up. So she DM'd me. At first I DM'd her, I didn't think she seen it, but I guess she seen it, and then she DM'd me. She was like, what's good, bro? And then I said, you feel me? Okay, I'm Big Mac, I'm the creator of the Sausage Movement. And I have a passion, you feel me? I got a passion for rap, and I'm just a young black man trying to make it out the hood like anybody else, you feel me? I stay in the projects, you feel me? I'm here in the ground, you, where it's real at. I'm not in fake Miami, South Beach, what y'all see on TV. You know, it's real when you cross the bridge and you come to real Miami. That's what I'm in, you feel me? Liberty City, Poking Bean, Scott Projects, Brown Sir, everybody over town, you feel me? The real shit, the real side of it. So I told him a story, and then she was like, okay, hit me up. I want to link up with, she said, call my assistant David. I could show you right here, look. I'm going to show you. I'm going to go to it right now on Instagram. We live right now. Sasha's Man TV. We live. Everybody, share this video, by the way. Share this fucking video and make it go viral. Keep it going! That's what you do. I'm finna show you right now. Let me go to my DM. Right here. Hold on, let me make it clear. That say little mama right there. Let me click. Alright. Yo, Big Mac, what's up, bro? That's what she said. Yo, Big Mac, what's up, bro? I said, I just want to link up, create a project, and really, I'm just trying to make it somewhere. Really, you know, we could come up with a video and do a song together, but I'm just ready. Do you have a way I can contact you or FaceTime you? That's what I said. It's right there, black and white. That's what I said. She said, call my David, he will connect us. That's what she said. Call my David, he will connect us. Which she meant to say, call my assistant, David, you know. Then I said, okay, I'm going to give David a call. That's what I said. So I called. And when I called, David connected us. I don't know who David is, if that's the manager, or she said that's the assistant, you feel me? So we was on the phone talking. She told me, oh, she wanted me to come up there. I said, okay, shit, I want to go to New York. In my head, I'm so, like, excited. I'm happy, you feel me? I'm happy. She said, we got to get you up to New York. You don't got no family who stay up here or nothing? You feel me? I said, nah, I don't got no family. I stay in Miami. I don't got no family nowhere up there, like, nowhere. So I said, you can't fly me up there? She was like, oh, man, you feel me? She told me she not getting any funds from the project. And she told me that later on, but this is what she told me. She said, all right, look, check out the Greyhound and see how much the ticket is for you and another person. So I went, I checked it out, $200-something, gave her a call back. She told me, oh, okay, you feel me, $200-something. I told her, put it in black and white. I told David, put it in black and white, that she was going to give me up that safe, and I wasn't going to have any problems. So when I did that, the guy, I believe I called back, or they called me, and the guy told me, oh, see, this how it's going. Like, we're not getting any funds for the project to get you up here. And then he asked again. He said, you don't have any family up here? Like, I already told you I don't have family up here. So to me, you feel me, it just feel like something ain't right, you feel me? You little mama, you done judged on shows with famous people. You TLC, you starred in that, you played in that. You lip gloss, your lip gloss popping, you feel me? I freestyled to that song a whole lot of times. I really have. And I checked your net worth. I think it said $4 million something. So I don't see how you can get $200 to get me up there to be in this video with you. And just, you feel me, to do that. I know y'all seen the video. You remember how Cassidy had, like, he put them in that video and said, look, these the guys who doing the video. They the creators. And why she couldn't have did the same thing for me? That's what I'm saying. Okay, so first of all, I didn't give her permission to do no song. I didn't give her permission to do no song. She told me she was just keeping it going like everybody else making the video. But what I'm saying is, you did the song without my permission, without my consent. You did the video. You told me you was going to put me in it, like, put the clip in there or something, or you was going to try to get me in there some type of way. David said that. She didn't say that. But David said, oh, she was going to try to do that. And I watched the video. By the way, she told me her friend was doing the video. Her friend was recording the video. Really, she said her friend was recording the video. Now, one more time, let me say that. Her friend was recording the video. Do you have any family in New York? No, I don't. Your friend recording the video, though. I watched the video. You can see, like, look at the production of the video. Like, look at it. Look how she's in the middle of New York. I don't know what area of New York that is, but look how she's in the street. Look at that. You have to pay to get the roles blocked off like that to do that. Look at the people she had in the video. See, I know she had to pay those people to come out, because nobody is not going to come out there in the sun and be out there recording a video with routines and dancers. And then she had different sets. Look at the outfits. Look at the car. You not getting any funds for the project, but you paid money to do the project. So I'm sure you looking for something in return for the project. You understand what I'm saying? By the way, let me say it again. My name is Matthew Bellamy, Big Mac. That's my nickname. Instagram, BIG_MAC_75. Follow me. Yes, I'm the original sausage creator. Everybody say sausage, keep it going. That's me. Me. That's my voice. Nobody can do that. Me. I don't got no pressure with her. Like, it's no beef. It's just, I'm just saying, you could have got me in that video. You could have flew me up there instead of feeding me this stuff that I know it didn't seem true to me. You feel me? And I want everybody to share this video, and I want it to go viral tonight. Tonight, I want it to go viral because I want you to feel where I'm coming from. You feel me? Share this video for me, man. Any other further questions, hit me up on Instagram. I got my information on there. Inbox me on Facebook. You do that. You write me. You follow me. I got Twitter, too. I'm going to tell you about that later. But do that. Shed his, please, man. Shed his, because I need to be heard. Sausage Man, Big Mac out.